This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin admitted on Wednesday his army could be fighting in Ukraine for a long time. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kishner reports.
Putin also used Wednesday's televised event to warn the West that Russia would defend itself with all means at its disposal. The risk of nuclear war is growing, Putin said, adding that Russia saw its arsenal as a means to retaliate, not to strike first.
We haven't gone mad. We understand what nuclear weapons are.
Putin has rarely discussed the longevity of the war, although he boasted in July that Russia was just getting started. For Ukrainians, after nearly 10 months of war, fears are mounting as winter sets in and airstrikes escalate.
That was Jillian Kitchener reporting. Days after protesters took to the streets of China over Beijing's strict zero COVID policy, experts say the government may soon face bigger COVID-19 containment challenges than those that came with 3 years of locking down entire cities. On Wednesday, China's State Health Administration reported a surge in reported cases just one day after the central government issued 10 new measures loosening almost every zero COVID control. The wide-ranging new measures permit people with mild or no symptoms and their close contacts to isolate at home instead of being forcibly shipped to the government quarantine facilities. The increased caseloads reported Wednesday reflects the effectiveness of the zero COVID policy, even as it angered many residents. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. By a remote, this is VOA News. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck Indonesia's West Java province on Thursday, the country's geophysics agency said, prompting people to evacuate from buildings. An official at Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency told Reuters there were no reports of damage so far, but the agency was still assessing the situation. Last month, a shallow 5.6 magnitude also struck in West Java, killing more than 300 people and causing damage to thousands of homes. An official from the UN Refugee Agency are expressing alarm at an escalating conflict in South Sudan's Upper Nile State. The conflict has displaced some 20,000 people since August and caused thousands more to flee for safety to neighboring Sudan. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UNHCR's representative in South Sudan, Arafat Jamal, says the nature of the armed conflict that erupted in the village of Tonga in Upper Nile on August 15th is more alarming than any of the preceding skirmishes.
And we are seeing a near complete absence of power at the state level.
This, he says, is further intensifying South Sudan's refugee crisis, the largest in Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Mozambican court on Wednesday found a former president's son and 10 others guilty on charges related to a $2 billion hit and debt scandal that crashed the Southern African nation's economy, sentencing them each to more than 10 years in prison. Amando Ndambi Gwenbuza, son of the former president Amando Gwenbuza, was sentenced to 12 years in prison for his role in the scandal, which saw hundreds of millions of dollars in government-backed loans disappear. In other news, Britain's conservative government has approved the country's first new coal mine in three decades. Environmentalists have condemned the decision as a leap backwards in the fight against climate change. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove decided the mine in the Cumbria area of northwest England would have an overall neutral effect on climate change. The government said coal from the mine would be used to make steel, replacing imported coal rather than for power generation. And a published report says lawyers for former President Donald Trump found at least two items marked classified during a recent search of a storage unit in West Palm Beach, Florida, and have provided them to the FBI, according to the Washington Post, citing anonymous sources. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.